Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. This July, I have been sharing observations and a description of that wonderful celebration of America's independence in the Rebild Hills in Denmark, done and organized by the Rebild National Park Society, which for 100 years has celebrated America's independence there in Denmark. It's billed as the largest official celebration of America's independence outside the United States, and in some ways, it's very appropriate because Denmark and the United States have enjoyed the longest unbroken relationship, diplomatic relationship between two countries, dating back to 1802 and even before, but certainly marked on that day of 1802. So it's significant that almost 210 years later, we are still very close as countries. The Rebild National Park Society came into existence in 1912. Actually, the idea for a celebration began earlier in Aarhus, Denmark's second largest city, in the year 1909. There was a festival there, and some of the American Danes from Chicago were sitting around and suggested it might be interesting and fun and appropriate to celebrate America's independence, but also the relationship between the two countries in Denmark. And so they had conversations with then Crown Prince Christian about the possibility of organizing such a celebration. To have an appropriate celebration, there needed to be a place. And a group of Danish-American businessmen from Chicago began putting out feelers to purchase land in the Rebild Hills, which was the site of Denmark's largest forest. And in the Rebild Hills, there was a large wooded area, and they felt this could be purchased and that it would make a wonderful place outdoors to celebrate America's independence. They did not, however, make the offer themselves as Americans, because had they done so, the price would have probably been inflated. But they found another buyer and to buy on their behalf, and they were able to purchase about almost 200 acres of land in the hills, which then became a part of one of Denmark's more popular national parks, the Rebild National Park. In 1912, these Danish-Americans who had organized the festival were able to present the deed to now King Christian X. But an interesting aspect of that first year, 1912, was that the celebration was actually not held on the 4th of July, but rather in August. And the reason for that was on May 14th, King Frederick VIII, the king preceding Kong Christian, or King Christian X, died. And so the state of Denmark was in an official mourning period through July 4th. And so the ceremonies had to be postponed till August. But in August then, Danish Americans and Danes gathered there in the hills. The deed for the property was handed to now King Christian X, and it was done so with the understanding that the area that had been purchased should remain in its natural state and be a gift to the Danish people, that it would always be open to the public, and that, thirdly and most importantly, that the Danish Americans could celebrate American holidays at the park. Notice it was holidays, but it's really America's 4th of July that the park has become known for. It's a beautiful natural environment to which many, many Danes love to visit just for that very fact itself. And so on the day of the 4th of July, of course, the hills are teeming with people, but all throughout the year, there are individuals visiting the park, and it is a significant reminder of the friendly relationships that exist between Denmark and the United States. Next time, we'll hear a little bit more about the individual who drove the project and led to the park. Thank you.